Another fellow Cami employee, Nick Franchino, from Department of Regional Planning. He is a GIS manager there. And he's got a presentation of a countywide project that he is spearheaded a few years back. LARIAC, an exercise in collaboration, cooperation, and communication.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Neil. Okay, I got my timer on, so we're gonna do our best to keep it not short, but keep it to the time that I was allotted, and I'll do my best to keep you entertained. Basically, next slide. Today's presentation, we're going to talk project overview of what the LARIAC is. We're going to talk about some outcomes and how it affects you, and how it could affect you. Best practices, lessons learned, some of the things that we did, the technology that we used, although I think we're going to kind of go quickly through that. There's a lot of slides that we can talk about, the technology of aerial imagery and things like that for an end user and people that are really using it for other pieces that's not so important. And then we're going to talk about the uses and benefits. I think that's the key part of our project. So next slide. Basically, really, is how many of you right now use aerial imagery in your work? Show of hands. Okay, so almost everybody. That's good. How many of you have heard of the LARIAC? Okay, there's at least the LA County people. Anybody? Okay, so that's fine. Well, that's fine. So that's good. How many people know the difference between an ortho and oblique? Ortho and oblique. Show of hands. Okay. And how many of you are familiar with the bird's eye imagery? Bird's eye, have you heard of bird's eye? Or buzzard's view, have anybody heard of buzzard's view? Okay, in Cleveland, Ohio, it's called buzzard's view. But it's the same imagery from the same company, but they wanted to mix it up a little bit. So, next slide. So what is LARIAC? LARIAC is LA County's comprehensive program of obtaining highly accurate aerial imagery. We got 4-inch aerial imagery for our county. It supports all our needs. I'm a planner. I have my background is in planning. Just turns out that I worked for a planning department, but ended up doing GIS work. And then in GIS work, somehow we ended up getting involved with the assessor's office and with public works because we needed to know what was on the ground. We didn't want to go out there. We didn't want to take trips to a 4,000 square mile county if we didn't have to. So it's about efficiency. It's about saving money. And that's really how we got started. The other thing that we're doing is, when we started doing aerial imagery back in 99 and 98, we didn't have a mechanism to update the imagery. So with the LARIAC project, we said, let's update it every 2 years. Because no matter what people saw, if they just saw imagery, the first question out of their mouth was always, how often is it updated? Either, or when was this taken? And that's especially important for appraisers and assessors, right? How close is it to January 1st? When was it? What happened here? But we also use it for planning, use it for code enforcement, and I have some slides talking about that. So that's why we do our project. The goal is to update it every 2 years, maybe 3, depending on the economy. And then the other thing is we want to get rid of people doing this. Well, LA County's got 88 cities, so there's a lot of jurisdictions. Plus you have federal and state agencies. Everybody was getting imagery for different programs. You got the agricultural stuff through the feds are doing, you have USGS doing stuff, you have SCAG, which is our regional government, they're trying to get imagery, then you have some of the big cities doing it, but not the little cities, or some little cities did. It just was very inefficient. So we spent a lot of money doing things with that over the years. Next slide. So basically, I really want to talk real quick again. People talk about orthos versus oblique, so I just want to highlight that real quick, so click through twice for me real quick. So ortho is a straight down, right, 90 degree angle, that's what you're seeing. Good, important for appraisers, important for planning. When I have my GIS layers and I want to see maybe the setback, and if I know that it's really precise. So the image on the left, I know some of the people in the back aren't going to be able to see that really well. But that's our building, the Hall of Records, is really old, ugly building in downtown LA. But it's really ugly in the other picture too, but there is a lot more value in that picture in terms of maybe how large it is and I work in that part that has no windows. And so if I'm a little strange, it's because I have no windows where I work. So that's one of the things that we have there. So it's complementary. We have ortho imagery for some things, we have oblique imagery for other things. When we started this, the Assessor's Office and Public Works were the main groups working on this. Public Works did not want the oblique imagery at first. It wasn't, they thought it wasn't precise enough. They wouldn't be able to integrate their CAD data with it. There's a lot of different things with it. Once we started showing the visualization value for construction projects and work crews and road improvements and all the different things they could do with it, once they saw it and had it, they'll never go back. They will always be a partner with us. The assessors and appraisers were on board from day one in our project. Next slide. So, the bird's eye imagery, a lot of you already knew what it was, but just if you didn't, provided from a company called Pictometry. It's the same imagery, so the bird's eye is what you see in Bing, and that's what Bing, or Microsoft's Virtual Earth, what it used to be called, calls the bird's eye imagery. It's the same imagery as what we have in LA County, or if your county is a customer of Pictometry, but we have all these extra tools. We can do measurements, we can integrate our GIS layers with it. There's a lot of extra tools that we can use. We know the date the image was taken. You don't get that in the game. You get some overlay of the street names, but really that's it. You don't get those extra value-added pieces. That's what you get when you pay for it. The other stuff, you're actually not supposed to use, quote-unquote, I don't know, this is what we always had this debate with Pictometry. You weren't supposed to use it for government or commercial use unless you had a separate license for it. And now, that's exactly what we're doing is, for using Bing and Google Street View and things like that, there's separate licensing that you can do on websites so that that what people are already using anyway, so we're just tying it in. So yes, you have Pictometry, you can use it in all the apps that you get with Pictometry, but you can also integrate Bird's Eye or Google Street View if you want to into your app, whatever app that may be. It could be an ArcIMS app, it could be ArcGIS server app, could be CAMA system, whatever you want to integrate it with. Next slide. So basically, okay, why do we use it? Again, this is maybe preaching to the choir a little bit. We just use it for everything that we need to. It's an effective tool for government. When we talked about this, when this project started, people are always worried about privacy. Always. Oh, if you have planes going, what? Can I see people? Can I see license plates? That's an invasion of my privacy. Well, if you're appraisers out there, you know you have to go and see what's on that property. And if they don't give you access, what do you do? What do you do if they don't give you access? These were the issues that we had when this was coming, and that's why we had such strong support from the assessor's office. Well, now we can see what's there, and then maybe they would then grant you access because you can say, look, I can already see it. I'm going to win this case. I'm going to be able to say that your house is 4,000 square feet and not 2,000 because I can see it right here, and it's pretty accurate. So then that's when the discussion came. So and the other thing, too, privacy isn't as much an issue now because it's already on Bing. It's already on Google. And so now us having it and what we need, it's nothing extra. We're just getting that extra piece of making sure that, and I say it's a fairness issue. We need to make sure that people pay the proper taxes. We need to make sure that the assessment is right because that's the way our system is set up. And so to me, this is another piece of why we would do that. The other thing is we're starting to integrate aerial imagery into everything that we're doing. We use it for code enforcement, we use it for our planning, long-range studies. I have another slide of a lot of the uses that you have, and again, we use it for appraisals and different things like that. And again, for us too, in the county, you know, these are the words that our managers like to hear. It aligns with our strategic plan and all these things that are good. So next one. So why did we need to do a consortium? Well, I mentioned that we had some other projects in 98-99. We had another project in 01 and 02 where we started working with that company, Pictometry, but we didn't really have a way to get, we only had three county departments involved, and it was Public Works, and it was the Assessor, and it was Regional Planning, which is really the planning department for unincorporated areas. It's not really regional planning. For us, SCAG is the regional MPO. So we spent, the county, municipality spent about $5 million between 2000 and 2002 to get a lot of separate imagery projects, to get separate products that weren't as good, that didn't integrate together, that weren't as high a resolution, and it just was an ineffective use of money. And that's not to say it was bad, it's just that's what, when there was no coordination, that's what you got. It was a free-for-all. When we did it, now we have a mechanism to do this every 2 years, to keep it updated, and to have, and so that everybody's using the same piece, the same fabric. It just makes sense. It actually made so much sense that people thought my boss was crazy when he set this up in 2005, when he was going around. Some people just said, you'll never get those groups to agree. And it's still kind of astounding that we did, because the people always want to kind of break it up, but there's people around the country that want to model after it too. Because we didn't make it up either, and I have a slide here too, so next one. So there was already a trend in doing this. When we started it, there were already, Denver was doing it, Dallas, Fort Worth, Portland, these other places that were doing it, looking at how they could save money. We looked at their RFPs, we looked at their agreements that they had. We didn't use the same stuff exactly because every entity is different. And what really made it work in LA County is that we were going to do it anyway. We had the three big departments, well, two big departments in our small department, that needed to do it regardless. We had to have this imagery, and we showed people that we had to have it. Once we got that, and we had the commitment that we were going to go forward, the only thing we did is cut that pie down. So instead of us having to pay one-third of $5 million for three departments, $5 million was split between 45 entities. And then it was somehow allocated based on the size of that entity and the number of employees or functions that they had. Now that's a fairness issue right there, and now everybody saved money. So we spent $5 million, but we got 50 entities involved instead of six or eight that were doing it before. We got 10 times more products than what we had, and much better resolution and much better products. So it just really made sense to do it. Next slide. So these are the products we got. I mentioned we got 4-inch imagery. Everybody knows 4-inch, what that means? They may not know what 4-inch resolution imagery. Okay, so it's very precise, right? Every inch on, every pixel is 4 inches, represents 4 inches on the ground. Very detailed. We also got 6-inch oblique imagery on the first time we did it in 2006. In this last Larry Act that we did in 2008, we got 4-inch oblique imagery. So even in the bird's eye, it's actually better, because the bird's eye imagery is only 6-inch resolution. They sample it down in the newer iteration. So we got 4-inch oblique imagery as well. And so anytime pictometry is flying now, they should be acquiring. You pay for it. You could get 4-inch, you could get 6-inch, you could get 1-foot imagery dealing with that company. We did 4-inch for 3,000 square miles. And I have another slide to talk about. We also got infrared imagery. There's a lot of things you can do with infrared imagery, probably not so much for this group in terms of what you need it for, but to see what's alive and what's not. You can see if something is astroturf or real grass. I don't know, if that's important to you, you could tell the difference from that. You can't from a regular image, it just is green. But in infrared, cellulose, what's alive, is red, and you can see that, and it's different. We also got digital terrain model. Now, one of the reasons that the oblique imagery works so well is that you can integrate it with the GIS data, right? So we know that works really good. If you have a flat city or county, this is almost irrelevant. If you have a flat city or county, this isn't important. But when you have LA County, we have 10,000 square mile, 10,000 high peaks, all the way down to sea level with the ocean that's there. We have a couple of mountain ranges, not just the National Forest that we have. We also have Verdugo Mountains. We also have Palos Verdes. We have plenty of elevation in LA County. The terrain, especially in the newer areas, Santa Clarita, places where that's where development's going. It's going in the hillsides. So that's where the better DEM you have, the better the accuracy of those measurements in the oblique imagery. So when you're measuring the height of that structure or the area of that pool or whatever how far the fence is from the clearance or whatever you need, the better your DEM, the better that's going to be on in your setup. So these are the products that we got. Obviously from the DEM too, you can get 2-foot elevation contours from it. Not even so important to have contours if you can just identify anywhere on your picture and get the elevation of it. I mean, why do I need a contour line that says that this is 100 feet, 102, 104, 106, when I can just click it and it tells me 102, right? I can just see it. So that's a powerful thing and built into every picture. Next slide. So some of the challenges, is we have 45 entities. I mentioned that. And we've done this twice. So the first project we had 45 entities. The second project we had about 42. Tough economy. We lost a couple cities. We added a few. We lost a few. But the assessor wants the imagery closest to January 1st. We want LEFOF, planning department, and so does Public Works, because they want to be able to see streets. They want to be able to see curbs, gutters. So they want that. But some cities, especially in the South Bay of LA County, they wanted the imagery closer to March and April. They wanted to look nice. They wanted it to be a pretty picture. So we're always, that's the challenge, the nice picture, the mayor's wall map, versus when you're an appraiser, you're an assessor, you don't care about what the city looks like at that scale. You want to see that house. You want to see that property, right? You want to see what's there, and that's when you want the really detailed imagery. And you still want it to look nice, but at that point, you want to see things. You want the clarity. You want the accuracy of where that is. So these are always the things that we have to weigh against. It's the plus and minuses of doing this with so many entities, and you can't be perfect for everybody, but it's the same. We always say if 50% of the people are happy and 50% of the people aren't, you're probably doing a pretty good job. And that's what we try to do. We try to make everybody happy, but you just can't. Here's the price of it. If you like it, do it. And most cities, once you show them how much it costs, they joined almost instantly. County departments, almost the same thing. The other thing, of course, we have a lot of area to cover. We want to get the National Forest, for example. We didn't have County Fire on board for a couple of years. We just had them join earlier this year. So we didn't even need the National Forest. There's almost no constituent that really needed anything in the National Forest, but we still got the data there because it would have been an ugly hole right in the middle of our county. So we flew it, a little less resolution, but now we'll fly it again next time because they are on board and it is important to them. Where the station fire is, that's almost all National Forest. Of course, some of it got down into the hillside where people lived, but most of it's in the National Forest, and that all burned. So our imagery will always, right now, until we refly, will show the vegetation and everything that's there, and not the things that have since burned. So that's one of the next slide. So this is the scope of that project again. So this is LA County. We have a national forest. It's about 1,000 square miles. We got really good imagery for everything except where the red is covered, including Catalina Island. Catalina Island, we got a lot of good data for because my department still does stuff for Catalina Island. The Conservancy was a member of our consortium. We didn't get the city of Avalon, but we're still trying to. It's not for lack of trying. And again, this is, for us, urban, because we say urban and non-urban, but really everything except the National Forest was really high resolution data. Next slide. So how much data do we get? So this is where, this can get a little bit scary if you really understand what terabytes of data are versus, you know, like what a floppy disk could hold. Our imagery in 2003, when we first did it with three county departments, it was 1.3 terabytes for the oblique imagery, it was 300 gigabytes for the orthos. People thought we were crazy then. Yeah, they thought that, and in 2003, we didn't have the servers, we didn't have the storage space. That was a lot, but it was doable. We showed people we can do it, we can manage it. The average file size for the obliques was only 6 megabytes still. And you say, well, 6 megabytes, but the way the system worked, it wasn't that intensive. You could do it. And if you had a decent network, you could make that work no problem. Nowadays, most people have really good networks. Most computers can handle it. It's not even an issue. Where it gets to be an issue is now that we're storing multiple warehouses. So in 2006, with 1.5 terabytes for the obliques, the orthos got way bigger because we went from a 1 foot ortho in 2003 to a 4 inch. It's 9 times more information. So that's why it's so big there. And then in Lariat 2, remember I said it's 4 inch obliques, not 6 inch obliques. So that's one thing that made that much bigger, 50% more right there. And then they also, because they took orthos and obliques at the same time, they had to fly a little bit different, so they captured a whole lot of extra imagery. And so it's just a lot. So it's 6.5 terabytes, full deliverable. That, even now with good, with cheap data storage, that's a lot. And it was 9 megabytes per image. but there's so many more of them, and it's difficult. So what we did is they gave us a medium compression, which worked really good. It was in a lot of lofts. Appraisers still liked it. People still, we did a whole bunch of tests on it, and it still worked pretty good. So it's 2.5 terabytes. So the 2008 version is 2.5 terabytes. The average file size is 5 megs, which is very similar to our first project. It works out good for a 4-inch oblique. That's good. So, next slide. So, I've already kind of talked about this, kind of all the things that we use it for. So, there's cadastral mapping, of course. You can read this, law enforcement, public safety. I work in the planning department, property assessment, appraisal, risk management, hazard assessment. Now that we got fire on board, you know, we're hoping they use all the data the way they should. And there's lots of different things that we use it for. Next slide. So our participants, so there's, again, there was 45 in the first one. So this is just kind of the breakdown. It was 10 county departments, 33 cities, and 5 public agencies. In LARI Act 2, which is in 2008, it was, you know, 12 county departments, but only 28 cities, because a bunch of them didn't have any money with this downturn. And so they wanted to join, but they couldn't. And then we got, I think, 4 public agencies instead of 5. So it was somewhere in, somewhere out, but it's still around 40 entities. But it all started with the planning department, the assessor's office, and public works. Next slide. So again, about the participants a little bit. All the major cities. When we started this, we had the 3 departments, but we had to get some cities to join because we were flying the same area. The city of LA is in the county of LA, and they were doing the project. That's part of that 5 million that I mentioned that everybody was doing separately, getting different products. So we had to get the city of LA on board. Those are the first people that we talked to. We got city of Glendale and Long Beach and Burbank, all the bigger cities, because they were already using GIS and they could consume the data. A lot of them already had agreements with the assessor's office, reciprocity or MOUs with parcel data. So they, again, that's where they wanted to consume it. And then we got a lot of little cities to join. And again, ultimately we got up to 33, and that's pretty good, of 88 cities, because a quarter of the cities couldn't consume it if they wanted to. Either don't have the staff, don't know what GIS is, didn't have it set up. So that was in 2006. And in 2008, again, we tried to get the cities, but it's not for lack of trying on our end. This is the weird part about our entity too, is that this is not a project run out of a public safety need or a homeland security. And I already said it a couple times, but it really started with assessor, planning, and public works. It was really related to property and land management. And that's not the case on the East Coast. They're doing it from now. The Homeland Security folks and the public safety folks are starting to use it and have been, and they wanted it. Every time we show them, they liked it. The soldiers on the ground, they loved it. It was the higher ups at points that didn't want to pay for it. But again, it still was cheaper than going and buying the drone that they were doing, or doing some of the things they were doing with infrared or with cameras and things like that. This is another tool in their arsenal that they're just realizing now. But again, it all started really with what we're doing. I did mention that their costs are based on a population in square miles. That's kind of the way we set cities up. County departments is kind of set up by ability to pay. That's one of the hardest parts of the consortium, was how to set that up. And my former boss, we kind of set this model up, and we tweak it still from now. But it works in general. The bigger departments pay more, the smaller departments pay less. The bigger cities pay more, and the smaller cities pay less. It's kind of a fairness issue as well. Next slide. So the governance, real quick, I won't go into this a lot. We have basically a management executive team that set everything up. I did mention that we were going to do this project anyway, right? And we were. And so our CIO is the person that we contacted, and they took the lead on it. He said, I'll be the flag waver. I will put the contracts. I'll take the risk. And he did. And we did the technical management. They did the administrative management. And we got everybody. We got all the contracts through them. And it made it really easy. All the city had to do was signed basically 2 papers. It was a letter saying they were going to support it, an MOU, which kind of confirmed that, signed by city manager or city council, And then ultimately they just had to pay us. So we invoiced them and they paid us. They didn't have to do RFPs, they didn't have to do a whole lot of stuff, it made it really easy. So that was the one main piece. The other thing that we did is we gave the participants a stake in it all. So we had this technical advisory group, the key people. When we got the city of LA on board, we did because we talked to their chief photogrammetrist, and we got their chief surveyor, and we said this is what, they were the ones that ran the previous project. And so that was the easiest thing to do. And once we convinced them, they were the ones that actually didn't have to do the next project, because all they had to do was pay us, make sure that we were doing it, and participate and help with some survey points and help with some recommendations on scope and make sure and help and troubleshoot and things like that. It worked really good. And then the participants, that some didn't want to do the tag or maybe didn't have the expertise, that's fine. All you have to do is pay your money and we'll give you the data. That's your participation, and that works fine too. Next slide. So the legal part of it, and this is something, because I know assessor data, we, you know, the Santa Clara decision's out there, and it's probably a sore subject for some people. I'm kind of an advocate for democratization of data, and GIS data in particular, but this product is licensed, because if this were free data, we would have to give it to every single person that asked for it, and in this case, we have to give them 6 terabytes or 7 terabytes worth of stuff, and that's not an easy task even for us managing it, and because of Public Records Act requests and things like that. So licensing helps that. It also reduces our costs somewhat, and the oblique imagery, you can't get any other way but through licensing. So it's the only way that you can do it with pictometry. So we have sub-licensing agreements, so cities and counties can still, all their contractors, consultants can still get access. It's everything like you have ownership of the data, but you don't. It's really as simple as that. Next slide. A Public Records Act request, again, just kind of mentioned it. It's the same data. The other thing too is that when people say, well, we can't get to the data, we say, well, you can. We make the orthos available online. You can view them in our various viewers that we have. You can get the oblique imagery in Bing. That's the bird's eye. So it's not anything they can't get to, and that actually helps us too. That's another reason that Bing and Google sometimes help us. Sometimes they hurt us, sometimes they help us. And so, actually, I kind of already said it. And they could buy the data from the vendor if they wanted to, at least the ortho data and the DEM. If they wanted to buy it, they can go purchase it separately. Knock yourself out. So you get it for free, you get it from USGS even, you get it from these websites, or you could go and buy it if you want. That's pretty good kind of full service if you want to say. Next slide. So this is the actual data. So this is 2006 and 2008. One of them looks a lot better than the other, but to be honest, they're both really, really good because they're both very accurate and they're both 4-inch resolution. So when we zoom in, they're going to be very good. But one does look like a little better radiometry. One, the color does look a little more realistic, but it's just they were using different camera systems. So 2006 was good, 2008 on the right was much better. Next slide. So some of the outcomes, so very successful project. We saved a lot of money when we did our estimates and on how much we saved just on Lariac. This is not even Lariac 2. We saved another few million dollars easily on Lariac 2. But just if we'd have kept doing the same route and how the cities were doing imagery acquisition and data acquisition before Lariac, we saved at least $6 million. We got really good data, seamless, countywide for all the jurisdictions. You do need to join to have access to it, but that we make that very easy. I mentioned it. And now it's a model, and we give our RFPs, we give our scope of work to people. We talk to people, I give presentations about Lariac from time to time, and it's just one of those things where it just works really good in our county. So next slide. So some of the value added, again, I've kind of mentioned this, so unprecedented spatial accuracy. I mean, cities can get this. For a small area, you can get this really good accuracy. You can get this really good resolution, but to get it for 4,000 square miles and 3,000 square miles at a really, really high resolution, that is unprecedented. We are pictometry's largest customer in terms of, not, they have some states, but in terms of number of frames, and for the high resolution imagery, we are their largest, or we were last year. So I think we still are, but We shared a lot. The other thing we did, and you know this if you do assessor work in the cities that you have MOUs with and agreements with, that's one of the biggest benefits of LARIAC as well, is that the people that were doing the imagery, we also now share GIS data. We're talking about this. We're talking about these other data layers and how we can package them together and how we can put parcels as a service instead of just FTP and downloading it. All these things are going because we did a collaborative project together, and it just leads to now the next project or the next effort. And of course, it reduced everybody's cost of all this legal RFPs and procurement and all the different things that they would have did. So we saved a lot of money that way too. Next slide. And I'm almost done. I still have 30 slides. Really. But they're images and they take like 2 seconds each. So I'll show you. So technical process, you got a plane, you capture it, you do a lot of stuff. This used to be 30 or 40 slides just of how technically advanced it is and how high tech this is. People always think it's from satellites. It's not from satellites. Satellites can only get to about a foot or 8-inch commercial satellites. Don't know what the military is doing with it, but that's what we got. So low-flying aircraft is what we're talking about. Next slide. So these are going to be kind of quick. So I'm just going to kind of say click, click, click if you can. So this is an aerial image. Now this is the contours of that same. This is the Port of LA. Next, this is what the DEM looks like. So DEM is elevation model, bare earth. Now this is a DSM, surface model with buildings. So there was no bridge there, and then there was a bridge. That's the hillshade, this Palos Verdes. It looks like it's on fire. It's not anymore. So that's your elevation that you get. Next slide. So this is some oblique imagery in 08. Next slide. That's how detailed you get to. Imagine that with now parcels on top, which I'll show you in a second. Next slide. So there's our 4-inch. This is from 2006, so you can see that the color isn't perfect. Next. That's infrared. So this is right under Pepperdine University. There's a park with baseball fields. Talked about living infrared. Red, that's your living data. That's your living, living material. Next slide. This is a very famous building, right? This is City Hall. Those are parcel lines on top. People, what we always tell is just think of the parcel line just kind of floating a little bit on top. But if you look at where those blue lines are, they line up pretty good in the curves. I mean, and this is just from one angle. If I change the angle to look at the other side, you'd see that it fits pretty good there. And if it doesn't fit really good, then I'll bet you the parcels are probably off. Because once you look at something from four angles, you can really tell. And I just had a case, Hacienda Heights, there was somebody said, your images are off by 25 feet. I went in, I looked at 01, I looked at 06, 03, 06, and 08 orthos. All of them were lined up within a foot. The parcels were 25 feet off on one side. We submitted it to them, they'll be able to look. And it's because we have 2.3 million parcels. This was a very hilly area, and Public Works is the one that gave the assessor the line work. It wasn't their line work, it was Public Works. And it's just off a little bit in that area. And it's literally on the top of a little hill on the edge of the county, and no one, you wouldn't know. But this property owner knows, and so that's how we'll fix it. And that's what, so was the aerial imagery off? No, the aerial imagery shows us that maybe we need to go and research it again. Next slide. That's an oblique. So this is Santa Monica Boulevard, that's Century City up there. Just an example of what you can get from a community oblique, which is a little more zoomed out. Next slide. This is, I have the slide, so click through here twice real quick. A DSM is a surface model, so it has buildings and trees in it. That's the top one. See if you can click a couple times on this one. You got two there. There you go. And that's the bare earth with the buildings and trees removed. Right. So again, that's the data that we're looking at. When you click through on pictometry and do elevation, it's the DEM that's built in. If you're clicking the ground point, the ground location. Next slide. So why we did it, this is a real quick, have you ever, okay, like some of you have glasses, you go to the eye doctor, left and right. Is it better on the left? Is it better on the right? Here's what we're going to do. So go ahead and click through these. So that's UCPD. That's before. Next. That's after. So better there. Next. So this is change. Click again. So before and after. Change analysis. Next slide. So this is before and click again. After. Right? Not built. Built. Next slide. So this is what our contours look like when we only had 10-foot contours. Next slide. Now I got 2-foot contours. Now I can see what it is. Next slide. So this is a 5-meter DEM. This is the DEM for Castaic Dam. Next slide. It's a little dark, but there's a lot more detail in there because it's a 1.7 meter DEM and not a 5-meter DEM. Next slide. This is our application that we use. It's ESRI-based, the ArcIMS. That's how we view ortho imagery, partial data, planning, zoning info. Next slide. This is our EFS. This is the viewer that comes with pictometry when you buy it, able to access the obliques, overlay parcels, or whatever GIS data you want, and click and zoom and measure areas and distances. Next slide. This is side-by-side. Our assessor people like this. A lot of them really like this. Here's what my image looks like in 2006. Here's what it looks like in 2008. Side-by-side comparison. That's powerful, right? So you had some kind of church or temporary structure. Now they're building a real permanent structure. Next slide. This is ArcIMS with an ActiveX control with a pop-up of how you can integrate pictometry, the oblique imagery, into your viewer. You can also integrate it into a CAMA system or any other application that you develop. They have an SDK for it. Next slide. That's just our building again with the measurement tools. This is the pop-up window that comes up. Next slide. This is just EFS again. That's a building. Click it. With the parcels, there's another version of that building from another side. Next. This is the Penta view. So I got four different sides. That's the UCLA police station before they're redoing it. But again, I can see four different angles of it. That's good. Next. This is Pictometry Online. This is a new product that we're just getting from them. And basically what this does is, one of the reasons, one of the things with EFS is there is some administrative stuff. And the IT people, I actually talked to May to the conference of assessor IT folks. And this is one of the issues that you have when you have 2.5 terabytes and 1.5 terabytes, another 1.5 terabytes, how do you serve all that data to your staff? There's tricks and there's a lot of things you do to do it, okay? But what if it's just online and you don't have to serve it? It's just there, and now you access it. You put your few layers that you want, and then people can just access it. A lot more powerful. So we're going to be deploying this soon, and our appraisals are up. All of our appraisers will soon have access to this. And you can get to 03, 06, and 08 imagery in basically one click, or a couple clicks. It's right there at your fingertips. Next. Last example, okay, this is the last slides. This is unincorporated Agoura Hills gated community. Next slide. This is the MapBook page. This is the property that's there, so this is all familiar to everybody. Next one. This is one of the first images I ever found with the oblique imagery. I was just scanning it. We had just got the imagery in 02. We hadn't even signed the contract with them yet. And I said, you got to tell me that that guy is not built out right. You got to tell me that there's something wrong with this tennis court. And so they built it about 20 feet over the property line. To the right is a homeowner's easement, and about 40 more feet is the county line. No one would ever know that they went into that. And then the property on the top, you can't even see it, but they're over like 40 feet, and they got a gazebo and a whole bunch of stuff all on the other side. One of the first things we found, I mean, the assessor, it didn't pay for it, but this was a real easy thing to now make the case of why we want to use this over and over, why we want to update this every 2 years. You find a couple of these every now and then, and now, you know, again, increasing the tax base. So just a powerful example of, don't write that APN number down, I don't know who that is. But it's real, we look at it from different angles, it all shows us that it's way over, about 15 feet, and there's lots of examples of this in LA County, and I'm sure there's in your county as well. Next. I believe that's it. That's the image taken from real pictures. Next one, the A is actually doctored, the second A. Click through. I'm sorry, I thought that was the last slide. Next. That's our website. I have handouts in the back. No worries. Next. I've already said all this, so we worked together. We did everything we could. Next slide. Best practices. Okay, this one I'll just stay one minute. We're still on our time except for questions. Figure out what your county needs, what they already have, right? If they already have this stuff, make sure you're using it. If you don't have it, think about it. It's one of those things that could help you. Do your homework and figure out what people want. And again, if they do want it, you gotta get it. Get the people involved. If you want it, there's probably another department that could use it. Talk about planning, talk about public works. Talk about all these fire and sheriffs that could use it. They may not all want to pay for it, but if you can get enough to pay for it, you got it. We have RFPs getting to work. You got to figure out a way to share the cost, and everybody does that different. San Diego is trying to do a consortium, and it was stuck. They didn't have a champion. We had our CIO champion, so it worked. So you got to do that. And then this is a big one. As much as I like the companies we worked with, it was 4,000 square miles, trying to capture over 3 months, a lot of data, all those terabytes of data, and all the imagery. We had an independent vendor do the QC, but we still had to go put a contract penalty in there if they're late. It's the only way to keep them honest. It's the only way that we were able to do it. Even with that, it was tough. Next one. This is fine. I didn't know I had so much of this stuff. I apologize. So with that, next. That's it. So one last thing I want to mention, because one of the next speakers is Mark Greninger, and he's the project director for Lariac. So I'm the project manager, he's the project director, so he just walked in, he's right there. But this is the contact information for us, and he's going to talk to you about assessor working together with departments. And again, Lariac is one of the ways that we started it, and it's just continuing to live on from that. That's what I have. Any questions from anybody? Yeah.
For that price, what was the accuracy?
About
an inches foot?
Plus or minus half a foot. Half a foot, the DEM is plus or minus 1.5 feet. On our website, we actually have the vertical accuracy of the DEM and the horizontal accuracy of the aerial imagery, and that was certified by a California licensed surveyor, and we have the reports online so people can see it. Because that was big for some of our cities and our participants that had surveyors and wanted to make sure. And you know, not everybody, they become a city because they don't trust the county a lot of times. But they work with us and they like what they got. Any other questions back?
Well, the part, the different department buy-in on, is that all they're available to look at, or do they get the whole thing?
The departments can get whatever. The way we did it, it was an all or nothing thing. So as soon as you paid and you got your, how much your amount was, if you paid it, you got all the products. If you wanted them all, you got them all. If you only wanted them because you didn't have enough storage space, we'd give you what you needed. And now, actually, Mark, who's our GIO, he's setting it up so that they're going to provide services and you can just get the data from the services. You don't even have to host it. They're doing that for about 5 or 6 departments where they're just consuming the information. Which is really powerful if you didn't want to load everything and serve it yourself. Another question I saw, Hannah. Yep.
How long was it from capture to delivery?
Capture to delivery, for the first project, we captured from January to April. We delivered, the obliques were about July or August, and the orthos were January of the next year. Is a lot of data, and it was a few months behind schedule. For the second project, a little more intensive, so the delivery of the obliques was November, December, same capture time. They had to do a little bit longer, they had to go a little bit longer, and some people didn't get it until April or May. So there is some delay in that, but again, the idea is some cities haven't updated their imagery in 5 years or 6 years, so that's the trade-off. And everybody wants it live or now or yesterday's picture, but the reality, this still, and what their piece was, it was still a pretty good deal. I probably can take one more question before I gotta go. Yeah.
Viewers, was everybody happy with the viewers? The cities had different viewers. Did they now like tell the viewer?
Okay, well, here's what the Lariac really was about, products. So it was all products except for one viewer, which is what Pictometry had, which is EFS. That was the only software kind of included in the program. So you could always use EFS or the SDK, and you could do that if you wanted. But most of the city of LA already has 5 or 6 ArcGIS viewers and different mapping applications. So they're just going to consume the data and load it into their systems. Again, Mark and our enterprise GIS is starting to make services and applications for people. A few county departments and even the assessor was using our planning department's website because we put it up first. And we already had some extra things that some of their sites didn't. And until theirs comes up, what happens too is that you have to do this so that people kind of want to be involved and you don't want to make them do something. So, you know, we had a really good, robust viewer. But a lot of cities did, and so I could probably name five different cities that have ArcGIS applications that serve the imagery right after they got it. And in most cases, they got it before we did because we had to wait for the whole county to be done, and we delivered their city a couple months before we got everything. So it worked out good. So with that, if anybody has any questions, I'm going to stay until the end, and I appreciate your time.